So we talked last time about the beginning of Avelos. We saw the Machlokas HaRishonim, about the Gader Stimas HaGolal. There's a very interesting comment from the Magen Avraham, Simin Ayin Aleph, which we actually saw when we did Dine Aninos. And the Magen Avraham writes that Umiyad Kishemaschilim Lahashlach Afar Al Hames Yikra V'Yispalel. And that's what the Maril did and the like. So here we're talking about a person who is potter from Krishma because of he's an onen. And the point is that it sounds like we're, the Zman Krishma is approaching. So as soon as they start to put some dirt onto the mace, so then he should immediately daven. So the problem is that this does not correspond to what we're saying over here in Simin Shinayin Hey, where we say that Avelos begins with Stimas HaGolo. And certainly the way we paskin is that it's the end of the Kfura. Like we said, we don't really hold like that Rashi. So why is the Magen Avraham saying that Avelos begins when you start throwing the dirt on the body? So if you take a look at the Shai Tshuva over there, and the Mishnah Berurah also seems to paskin this way, he says that Aninos begins or ends at the beginning of the Kfura, but Avelos only begins at the end of Kfura. In other words, our Simin Shinayin Hey, is Dine Avelos. Avelos begins Sofa Kfura. Now, I would have assumed that Aninos ends and Avelos starts at the same time. But what the Magen Avraham is saying is no, that the Aninos ends Tchilas Kfura, whereas Avelos only begins Sof Kfura. What would the logic be? Why would you make this distinction? I assume the pshat is that once you makan the mitzvah of Kfura, Alidek Tzas Afar, so then there's no Aninos anymore, because Aninos is totally in mitzvahs Kfura, and you makan the mitzvahs Kfura even once you put a little bit of dirt on it. But Avelos is not totally in Kfura per se. Like we saw earlier, we saw that Avelos is really dependent on the change in mindset. And that only happens when you're complete, when you've completed the burial. So therefore, according to this Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah accepts and the like, I suppose if you had a situation where the Zman Kriyat Shema, the Zman Tefillah is about to pass, then the Avel should say Kriyat Shema, even if they haven't finished the Kvura, as long as they've started the Kvura. Could be that anyway he would be Pater, Alts Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Mina Mitzvah, if he's involved in the Kvura. You're going to say no, that it's not Osek B'mitzvah because the Kvura isn't, technically speaking, once there's some dirt on it, you're Yotze, or no? Sarche Hames is Bechlal. So maybe it's talking about a case where the Avel isn't really needed to take, for the burial. He did his share, right? And now he's just standing around and waiting. So the Avel is standing around and waiting. The Zman Kriyat Shema is a chveis 5 minutes away. That's when the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham are saying that he should say Kriyat Shema. Yoruch HaShulchan does seem to understand the Magen Avraham Kipshuto, that the Avelos begins as soon as their masfil to be mashlach the afar. It's very hard to understand what the logic is. If you accept the Aruch HaShulchan, though, oftentimes it's actually very relevant, not just with respect to Kriyat Shema, like the Magen Avraham is talking about, but let's imagine that they... I'll give you a case where somebody told me this was Lamaisa. Somebody's, I think it was their sister, she was buried, it was in Eretz Yisrael, and they finished the Kfura about 20 minutes after Shkia. But they started the Kfura, around Shkia, let's say a minute or two before Shkia. In other words, if you held like the Aruch HaShulchan, then they might be considered to have, that the neshiva would end a day earlier, basically, if they were knowing Avelos. So in that case, it was really a day, it was a question of when to end shiva. But I think the Aruch HaShulchan is very difficult to understand. How does it stem with the Shulchan Aruch? Another issue that comes up over here in Sif Aleph. So the Ramban, the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is Lamaisa, is that really a person doesn't have to take off their shoes until they get home, because what we'll get to the Dinim of Nila Sandal a little bit later, but since you need, you know, it's not a pasha to walk home barefoot from the Beis HaKfaros to the Beis Avel, so they could continue to wear their shoes until they get home. But the minhag is that they're cholitz miyad at stimas hagolo. Now the Ramban writes that that minhag is only for aviv imo, but if you look at the Shulchan Aruch over here, it sounds like he's not mechalek. However, if you look in Simon Shin Pei Bei Sif Hey, it sounds like according to the Ramah, this minhag is only said by aviv imo. And he writes over there that we're knowing that way, which would mean that for other aveilim, you don't have to put on, you don't have to take off your shoes till they get home. And for other imo, they should take off their shoes in a Beis HaKvaros. Assuming it applies for all aveilim, like the simple meaning of the Shulchan Aruch over here, why would this be true? Or maybe even for the avel of the imo. So Aruch HaShulchan explains the reason for this minhag is that we want to, in some way, start nihugei aveilos immediately. And since we're not knowing in Atifas HaRosh, then we're cholitz miyad. Now, there's one nihugei aveilos you're going to do at the cemetery, right after Kfura. Are you going to do, you're going to sit on the floor? So typically not. So what are you going to do? So in the olden days, they do Atifas HaRosh. We'll see later on. We don't do Atifas HaRosh. So what other nihugei aveilos can they be knowing immediately? That's a positive sign of aveilos. In other words, it's true. They're not like bathing, but that's not showing any aveilos. Nobody's bathing. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. In order to show positively that you've begun aveilos immediately at Simas HaGolel, so that is why we do this idea of taking off your shoes. Al Kol Panim, as we mentioned earlier, Bizman Hazeh, it might be anyway a very good idea to put on your Tisha B'Av shoes, as it were, your Yom Kippur shoes, earlier, in keeping with the Ramban, which is the way we paskin like, that nihugei aveilos that don't shter the kvura should begin immediately. And if a person actually has a pair of Tisha B'Av shoes, so it doesn't really shter the kvura to wear them, and especially because, and even though that's questionable, you know, maybe lo tiknu or the like, but since we have this minhag of putting on the shoes taking off the regular shoes already at Simas HaGolel and not waiting till you get home. And anyway, the heter to wait till get home is really because you can't walk without it. So therefore, it's a good idea for them to either bring their Yom Kippur shoes to the Beis HaKvaros or to put them on beforehand. Okay, the Ramah over here says from the Rush that if you began to aveilos before Stimas HaGolel, then you have to start again. In other words, if you began in error, that doesn't count. That's interesting. The Rush said that about when you started aveilos when he's still alive, but or actually when it's Alonis Yashu, but the Ramah thinks it doesn't make any difference. The point is if a person starts aveilos before they're supposed to, so that does not count. Okay, Sif Beis. So the Gemara Moed Katan says on Chaf Beis, Ason delo az lisun basar arsa, michi mehadrisu apaychu mi bava de avula as chilu menuye. So you who don't come to the Beis HaKvaros here, these were family members who don't go all the way to the burial. So then when they turn around, that is when they start aveilos. So even though we saw in Cephalus that aveilos starts in Stimas HaGolel, that's when you're going to the burial. But if you're turning around, you're not participating in the burial, it starts earlier. Likewise, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, Mishadarko Lishlo Chameis, Limedina Acheres Lakovro, Ve'enam Yodim Masai Kaver, Me'ez Shiachsu Pneim Milalavoso, Maschilim Limno Shiva V'Shloshim U'Maschilim Lehis Avel. So over here, the Rambam has some additional details that aren't explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara just says this is talking about people who don't go to the burial. The Rambam adds that we're talking about a situation where they're going to a different country, and therefore they don't know when the Kfura is going to take place. So the implication is, from the Rambam, that if the family members don't go to the Kfura, but the Kfura is close by, so then they would wait to start till Stimas Agola. It's only when it's Medina Sacheres. Now, within a Rambam, we have to ask a very basic question, which is probably mostly not Nogea until modern technology, which is the Ikar Nekuda of the Rambam. Is it Medina Acheres, or is it Einam Yodem Masa Yikaver? The Nafkash is where it's Medina Acheres, but you know exactly when the Kfura is. Like nowadays, you send off the mace to be buried in some other country, like Eretz Yisrael, but you know exactly when the burial is. So do you start the Avelos with Hachzaras Panehem, or do we say no, since they know when the burial is going to be, it should start immediately. Before we answer that question, the Ramban says something similar to the Rambam, though he doesn't emphasize Einam Yodim. The Ramban writes, Aval Bekovrin Oso Bevesakvar Samach Le'ir Vehen Chozrin Miyad Bo Bayom Ein Nogim Alav Avelos Ache Yachzeru Hakrovim Vyom Lahem Kvar Nikbar Sharidaitam Alav Ukumunach Lefneim Dami. So the Ramban doesn't say explicitly they don't know when, but the Ramban writes that my pshat is basically the same as the Rambam. In other words, he doesn't see himself as disagreeing with the Rambam. The Ramban here is Lashitaso, as we talked about last shir. We talked about, according to Ramban, that be'atzem it's not tali in kvura, but the ikar nekuda is whether daita malav or not. So that's why the Ramban is saying, when the kvura is close to the city and the mourners that went to the burial are going to come back shortly, so then daitam alav ukemunach lefneim dami. In other words, it's a question of mindset. What are you thinking when you turn around and go back home? If you're thinking that, you know, this is it, and there's this finality, and ain daitam alav, so that's when you begin starting avelos immediately. If, on the other hand, daitam alav ukemunach lefneim dami, so then you're going to wait till the actual kvura. So the Rambam shir is Einam Yodim Masai Yikaver. The Ramban shir is Hein Chozrin Miad Bo Bayom. But the Ramban says it's really the same thing. They both come out to the same idea, which is it depends if Daita Malav or Ein Daita Malav. So that being the case, so going back to the Shaila of, let's say, where you know when the kvura is going to be based off of telephones or other issues, so what's the din? One could certainly argue that daita malav, like the Ramban says, because the Ramban says it's all tali daita malav. And so even though it's Medina Acheres, but the Medina isn't what's important. What's important is, like the Ramban says, you don't know when it's going to be. And therefore, ain daita malav. And like the Ramban says, you know, the important factor is, are they going to come back on that day, or you're not going to get word till much later. So the truth is, if I just had these sources, I might have thought that nowadays, those relatives that are not participating in the kvura, they're not traveling to, let's say, Eretz Yisrael for the kvura, but since the item of love, and especially when you throw in that nowadays they're going to be watching the Hespedim and even watching the Kfura on Zoom, and they might even deliver a Hesped, and they're going to be participating in it, then Daita Malav. And Medina Acheres seems to just be a simen, not a Siba. Nevertheless, the many poskim, we'll see, including Rav Moshe and the like, and this seems to be The overall minhag that we'll talk about this a little more, assume that this halacha does apply anymore. And the more critical factor is richuk makom. So anytime it's makom rachok, the aveilim do not wait till the aveilim that don't go to the kvura don't wait till the kvura, but rather when they turn around and start going back home, that is when the shiva for them begins. Lashon Aruch HaShulchan in Sifches over here is the hinei melashon zeh mashma dafka kishein yodim masai kaver monim yad. And therefore he says, and then he adds, Zarei Atur v'Ramban lo iskiru zeh she'en yodim masai kaver v'al zeh kasav d'chein kaz Rambam v'imkein lo tafas v'dvar d'kavanas yodim. He's medayik that even though the Rambam says enim yodim masai kaver, when the Ramban brings it down and when the Tur brings it down, they don't emphasize that point. And the Ramban thinks he's agreeing. So he thinks, oh, what do you see? That the Ramban thought that the Pshat and the Rambam, the Ikar is totally in the Richak Makom. And he argues that's the Pshat and the Rush. And he argues that's the Pshat and the Muke Yosef, who says that the reason why you start Avelos immediately is Osem Shechosem Pneim Kfar Nisiyashu Mimenu V'yeyosh Havik Stimas Agola, like we saw earlier. So it's nothing to do with knowing when the time of burial it is. Really, it has to do with Nisiyashu Mimenu. And that's his conclusion. Elavadai, Delav Dafka Ka'amri, when it says Richok Makom. Sorry, when it says Enem Yodim. The Urcha de Milsa ka'amri diksha nikfar shalom b'makomo ne'ela mehens banakvura v'lo l'ikuva. Typically, you don't know, but even if you did happen to know, like with a telegram, it's still going to start immediately. So I think what you'd have to say is that distance, at least according to these poskim, creates a different type of nisyashu. And even though you could have thought that, no, that when you're sort of participating remotely, so that, you know, this is a raya, like, about how bad Zoom is, right? Because it's, you know, it sounds like, you know, if it's on Zoom, you have no shaychus to it. Oh, so there is this mindset, this change in mindset, which is really what it's totally on when it's far away, even if you know exactly when the kfura is going to be because of technology. Now, we pointed out last time, but let's add a couple more things first of all. Now, there's an interesting behag over here. The behag writes like this: Ve'echad emes b'mali yom atava v'dachilu dilma lo misbeki l'mikvirei mikamei yom atava v'shaklu goyim v'amtiyua l'mikvirei kadnafik mimasa v'ichsi lei mikrovim chadashaita mikamei deliel Delayol Ragel Chal Avelos Ubatla Minhon Zera Shiva. So here we're talking about a situation where the burial is right before Yantif, and so the relatives are not going to go to the burial. They're sending it Ali De Gayim, let's say, and the reason is because there's afraid that there's not enough time for them to get back from the burial before Yantif starts. So in this case, they turn around and they go back home. So assuming that they do that and they're noheg avelos for a minute before Yantif, so then the Yantif is mivatel the minyan shiva. Now, the Ramban thought that the behag was against him. Why? Because remember, the Ramban thought that when the avelos is nearby, so then turning around is insufficient. And over here, at the behag's case, the Gaya might be burying nearby. Who says they're going very far away? Maybe they're going close. So, and again, the reason why the relatives aren't participating in this case is because it's too close to Yantif. So therefore, the Ramban says, oh, you see, the Bahag is against me. Now, it's not so clear. First of all, the Bahag didn't say explicitly we're talking about a place that's close. But even if you assume that we are talking about a Makom Karov, maybe here it's different because they're Nisyashu, because they can't be involved in the Kfur at all, right? Just like the Ramban said, it's Nisyashu Malakovro. In this case, maybe though it's a Makom Karov. Nevertheless, the Ramban thought the Bahag's against him. However, the Radbaz said, no, maybe there's no Machlokas. The Bahag would fundamentally agree to the idea of the Ramban. And the point is, the Radvaz emphasized what the Rambam says of Einam Yodim. And therefore, according to the Radvaz, there need not be a Machlokas. So how do we paskin? So the Rambam, the Torah, Bedasa Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch over here all say that when we send the mace to Medina Acheres, and Einam Yodim Masai Kaver, that's when the Avela starts immediately. The Beis Yosef adds that we paskin like the Ramban, even though the Bahag is Meikel, so maybe you think Halachic Devei Meikel Be'Avel, because maybe the Bahag doesn't argue, maybe. Now, what's strange is the following. When we look at Simin Shin Sadi Tes, Sif Yodalad, we will see that the Mechaber does paskin like the Bahag. So even though from Shinayin Hay, it sounds like the Mechaber is not paskining like the Bahag, in Shin Tzadi Tes Yodalad, it says, we do paskin like the Bahag. It says over there that if you're afraid that there's not going to be enough time before Yantif and you hand the body over to the Gaim to bury, sent as soon as they take the mace from the city, Viniskasem, Eine Akrovim, Chalal of Avelos. And therefore, if you're knowing Avelos for one moment after that, the Regel is Mebatel Lidin Avelos. And over there, it's even presumably if it's Karov Le'ir. So the problem is in Shinayin Hay, he writes against the Bahag like the Ramban. And later on, he passes like the Bahag against the Ramban. So L'chora, there's a Stira. So if you were like the Radvaz, then we'd say there's no Stira. We could say Yantif is different. Because even though usually if you're close by, we will say that the Avelos doesn't start until Stimas HaGolel. But over here, since they totally, they can't participate in it, in the Kfura, and it's, Nisyashu Mimanu, and Yantif is different. That's what we would say if you hold like the Radvaz. But that Svara doesn't seem to be the Svara of the Mechaber. And even though the Beis Yosef said it's conceivable there's not a machlokas, that was Al Hatzad, that the Bahag was talking about a different situation, right? But here, in Shin Tzadi Tes, it sounds like he's Meikel, even Samach Le'ir. Because if it's not Samach Le'ir, obviously the Avela starts to begin immediately. Right? So we can't just say that the Bahag is talking about in a faraway place. So the Dalga Miller Vava on the Shach over here, Shach Asif Katan Aleph, the Dalga Miller Vava on this Shach says that the Shulchan Aruch over here paskins like the Ramban, that we only start Avelos immediately if they're going to a different city. And what about later on? So must be that Yantif is different. Aye, but the Ramban thought that the Bahag disagreed with him. So the Ramban did not hold of that Svara. You have to say that the Mechaber basically changed his mind from what he said in the Beis Yosef, and he accepted the Radvaz. And therefore, we're basically going to paskin both like the Ramban and the Bahag. Take a look at the Birkei Yosef as well. Ayin Sham Al Kolpanim. If you accept the idea of the Dalga Miller Vava, so then maybe that's also going to be a little relevant when the Kfura is in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the idea of the Dalga Miller Vava is that even when it's Karo, you have a situation of Nisyashu Melakovro. In other words, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, and this point is made by Rav Moshe, I think, but by basically accepting the Bahag, we're lowering the threshold. And we're saying that there could be all sorts of factors that are gorem nisyashu malakovro. And one way to say it is that once you basically give up on the possibility of participating in the burial, so then the avela starts immediately. And therefore, we could argue that when the avelim don't get onto that flight, let's say to Eretz Yisrael, so they're giving up on their possibility of participating, at least physically, in the burial. And therefore, that's yet another reason to say that the avelos should begin immediately, even though they know exactly when it's going to happen. So Rav Moshe talks about this in a couple of places. The most relevant one is in Yerodei Chilik Beis, Simen Kuf Ayin. Here it's talking about a case where some children at least are staying behind. The burial is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. And he writes that they are five in Avelos immediately. Tekef ksha'eroplay nasa im hameis. Sha'az nechshav bechreach chazaras penehem. Ay, but the Shulchan Aruch writes enem yodim. And here you're yodaya. They're going to tell him on the telephone. Still, that's not the Iker Nekuda. The Iker Nekuda is not Yediya, as we saw. Now, it's interesting. He brings a Raya, which I think you could have dingzach with. It's not such a clear Raya. He writes like this. He says, don't tell me it's totally on that, because then I would think that, well, if you know that it's, let's say, a 2 days journey, so they shouldn't start for 2 days. And yet we say they start immediately. Ella dikshuhu makom karov dehu samach liir. Afshar leida masay nikvar daita malok zumuchlof neim davin kloshen rabban. Shem yera eze siba shem onem look for yevogam heim la'azor la'siya ha'miniya. So first of all, here you see he brings up that svara that the reason why when it's close by the avelos doesn't happen until the stima sagolo is because maybe they'll come and help, right? Maybe they'll come and help. It's not too late. If something happens, they'll participate. Now that's very meduyak in terms of explaining Simon Shin Sadi Tess, right? Because here if something happens, the Krovim can't go and help. Why? It's Yantif. They're stuck. So that's what I said before, that since the Mechaber in Simon Shin Sadi Tess accepts the Bahag, that might be relevant to this psak over here, because once they basically, you know, Nasa aeroplane, so they're not going to participate. Now, the truth is that you could question if that's really true anymore, because, okay, so they missed this flight, so they'll take the next flight, right? Let's say they change their mind. So, you know, what could they do? They could take the next flight, and if they're going to be a little late, they'll call ahead and they'll say, wait, you know, don't do the kfur until we get there, and they'll get there on time. So, I don't know. Let's say that the people that decide not to go to the Avelos, not to go to the Kfura, here something is wrong. So maybe they'll change their mind. They'll hop on the next flight. So, you know, and maybe you could even argue that Rav Moshe's Metzius was different. I don't know. When Rav Moshe wrote this tshuva, he's still talking about telegrams. You know, there was probably one flight a day to Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, I don't know, you know, if you're in New York, there's 20 flights. I don't know how many flights there are. There are multiple flights per day. Sometimes, you know, there's one an hour later. Plus, again, you could call ahead. So you could question whether if Moshe is still relevant. But I think the Olam assumes that Rav Moshe's far is still relevant. Now, what I meant before that you could wonder about is Raya a little bit is, though I understand the din is that, like we said before, it's totally in mindset. And when you decide not to go to the Kfura, when the plane takes off, your mindset changes. Okay, I could hear that svara. Why that svara is true even nowadays. His raya is from the fact that they always know it's not going to be for another day or two. But that's l'chora not a raya, or not relevant in this case, where you know exactly when the kfura is going to be. You're going to be watching it live stream. I'll call upon him, but I don't totally understand his raya. That is his psak. That is his psak. It's all totally, like we said, in the mindset of the Avelim. So now the Shaila is, well, is it any different if they're going to participate? If they're going to participate, let's say they're going to give a hesped on Zoom. They're going to give a hesped remotely. What's going to be the din in that case? There's a piece in the Nefesh HaRav where Schechter says, listening to the hespedim doesn't pasture you from Kriya Shema. Even though it is, you could say it's kavod lemeis to listen, but it's not misasik lemeis. Fine, I could hear that, but what if you're actually going to give it? There is not so clear. There's very little in print about this. There's an article in a Beis Yitzchak from Rav Asher Bush, who says if you're going to give a hesped remotely, then you should wait to start the avelos. Rabbi Willig, at least the last time I spoke to him, said this is really a suffix. It's not clear whether if you're going to give a hesped, whether remotely, whether the avelos starts or not. The Badi Shulchan on page Mem Vav writes that when you're osik b'tzarchei hames, you're not maschil lis'avel b'chzars panim. He gives two svaros. Number one, daita malav. And number two, lamaisa, if they're actually involved, so they should be owning him. And it doesn't make sense, he thinks, that there would be avelos and aninas at the same time. Though that's not obvious. Theoretically, you could say that they're both. But you could definitely argue that if you're planning to give a hesped, why wouldn't you be considered osik b'tzarchei hames? In which case, it seems reasonable that he should be an onein. Assuming at least that any time there's still aninas, there's no avelos. However, it's not so clear. And as I mentioned to you before, from that tshuva from Rav Asher Weiss that Menachem showed us, he takes the other, seems to be nota, the other direction. Since this is a safek, he thinks that we should be at least mechayev, the person in mitzvos. Now, yes, Menachem.
Don't you see from that the whole mesa with going on the boat with the mesa or whatever it is, who they're putter, like, unless he's making a kimta, the mistam of the person's not going to give a hesped, but it sounds like it's like active isak in the kavura as opposed to.
1 second, I don't know. So you bring a raya from there.
From there, you see that we're willing to patter you if you're not.
But there you're traveling with the mace. And even there we saw that there's a limit to that. We only say if it's within 2 days.
Correct. I'm saying, but no one's saying that, like, no one mentions the hesped in that whole discussion.
You know, that's true. But what, I don't understand. What do you think the din should be? You think he should be chayv and mitzvahs when
if you think that
he's on the wagon with the mace.
No, but let's say it's on the boat. Or you're saying
he's on the boat. That's not like that's not, you know, I don't even think that's like the case of an airplane where it's in the fuselage. That's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman was saying. Shlomo Zalman was saying that you can't compare the case over there where the mace is, you know, on the wagon with you. Okay, maybe you're in the front and the mace is in the back, to the case of the airplane where it's totally out of your domain.
Right, I'm saying,
and even there, we mentioned, I think, that generally speaking, we don't assume like Rosh Shlomo Zalman or Orbach.
Right, I'm saying, let's see how the dim nimsa like Safan. So
but it doesn't have the din of nimsal katafim, like we said with our chevra kedisha, because you're going to be participating in the burial. Nimsal katafim is when you're not going to be participating in the burial.
Mm-hmm. But theoretically, if you had a situation where I wasn't being osik bikura at all after, I was just going to give a hesped, let's say.
Okay. So that case isn't clear. You have a raya from that one way or the other?
Which is interesting that even Dien de Gemara, Nimsal Katafim is a Pator, you're going to start a Velas right away, even though.
Yeah, but in Nimsal Katafim, do you have a Raya that Nimsal Katafim, you start a Velas right away, is true even when you're going to give Hespeda?
I don't, but I guess maybe.
So why are you assuming
maybe,
it's not true?
I guess it depends on what should have been said and what shouldn't have been said. And like it would have. Right, I hear. I don't know.
Okay. Tzarchian, it's a tricky call. It's not, I don't know yet if there's even a consensus among poskim on this question. Though it's obviously becoming more and more common.
So Rabbi Ramon assumes that you're pater.
You're pater from
assumes that,
yeah. And you're chayv in avelos. Which one? What does
pater
mean?
He assumes you still have a din of an onain.
You have a din of an onain.
If you're still being osik in the hesped.
And osik means what?
I think preparing a hesped.
So if you're going to prepare a hesped remotely, you have a din onain and not a velos. That's what Rav Rimon says. The opposite of Rav Asher. Just clarifying. I didn't see either of them. I'm just going by your reports.
I need to look back. It might have just been when you're on the plane, he thought that would be.
Okay. Sure, let us know. Hesped.
Right. Okay.
I don't have Rav Rimon safer, so we could.
Okay.
Okay, and let me know who he quotes, I guess, if he does quote anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you'll tell us tomorrow. One last quick point, and then I have to go, unfortunately. So we already mentioned the famous discussion debate between Rafal Shapira and his father-in-law, the Netziv, about this type of question. The question over there was, you'll have a situation where someone knows about the Misa, let's say by telegram. They're not planning to go at all to the Avelos, to the Kruar. Let's say they're in a totally different city entirely. We'll give a more Pasha case, right? The Chleis. The one person, the brother of the Mace is in Miami, and his brother in New York dies, and he's not coming, he's not leaving Miami. He's not leaving Miami at all. So when does he start Kvura? Does he start Kvura immediately? I mean, Shiva. Does he start Shiva immediately? Or does he wait till Stima Sagolo, right? Here, it's a different question than we've been talking until now. Until now, we're talking about a situation where the Avelim initially were participating, and then Hichziru Paneihem, they weren't going to go to the Kvura. And in that case, we say, Hichziru Paneihem, you're five in Avelis. But over here, there was no participation at all. So first glance, this case should be Pashat. This case is the case of Rabbeinu Tam. And even though Rabbeinu Tam ended his aninus, because he wasn't going, because his sister was in a different city, and he wasn't chayv in her kvura, she had children, she had a husband. But we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, l'chayra, in this case, the person in Miami, the brother in Miami, should wait until Kavura starts sitting Shiva. That's what you'd expect. However, Rabbi Rafal Shapira says, no. And well, it's first the Netziv. That is the Psak of the Netziv. This Paskin din Shelsa Tuvos, Meshav Davar, Chiluk Beis, Menayim Beis. That's the Psak. This is exactly like Rabbeinu Tam. Oh. But Aruch HaShulchan says a similar thing as well. Over here, however, and then Siv brings a raya from the Tshuva Sarash. Tshuva Sarash is Paskin in Siv Vav by us. Shin Ayin Hei, Siv Vav. The Rush writes, Ilam Deinu, Al Tzalov Shetzavu Gaim, what a tragic case. Somebody was crucified. Uvovi Adios Achiv, Shahaya Bi Iracheres, Venaga Velos Miyad. So here's his brother is crucified. And he starts Avelos immediately. He wasn't planning to do anything. And then he hears 3 days later, he's still on the cross until they pay a lot of money. So they go ahead. And in the end, they're Midyayish Milakov. They're not going to be able to pay that much money or whatever it is. So when does Avelos start? Mishashmua or Mishas Yeish? So the Rush said, when does the Avelim start? Mishas Yeosh. And therefore, even though the Avelim already sat Shiva a couple days in a different city, they start Avelos immediately. Oh, says the Netziv. So you see the same thing over here? What happened? They started Avelos. And they weren't planning to participate or do anything. So if this shows you that if you're in a different city and you're not planning to do anything, you can't start Avelos until Tfura, or at least Nisyashu Milakovro. So who disagrees? As I said, his son-in-law, Rabbi Fal Shapira, father-in-law, Rabbi Chaim. It's brought down in a Tshuva Nistei Chamed. It talks about it in a couple of places. He brings down both Tshuvos. Rabbi Fal says, there's no raya from the Tshuva Sarash, because over there, it was lo nitan l'kvura. But if you're Bi'ir Acheres and it's nitan l'kvura, you're just not coming. So that's totally different. L'char, it's nothing to do with the Tshuva Sarash. Now, why would you not say like the Nitziv? Okay, fine. Maybe there's no raya from the Rash, but what's the logic of arguing with the Nitziv? Because the Nitziv has to make the following argument. Why is it that if you turn around, you're chayv and avelos immediately, even though you're not going to the Kruah? Why should that be? So you're not going to the Kruah. You're not going to the Kvura, so you're chayv and avelos immediately. So over here, you're in a different city. You're not going to the Kvura. You're chayv and avelos immediately. Why should that be? That's why Rabbi Fal thinks the Nitziv is wrong. So what would the Nitziv say about that? So the Nitziv has to invent this chiluk. He says, if you did something and then you turned around, that's when you're chayv and avelos immediately. But if you didn't do anything at all because you're in a different city, then you're not chayv and avelos immediately. That's the pshak, the chiluk of the Nitziv. But Mechatesi, the problem is the strongest raya for the Nitziv is the story of Rabbeinu Tam, right? Says Rabbi Fal, no, not a raya. The story of Rabbeinu Tam, you know what? In that case, he was going to participate in the burial. They're going to bury her by Rabbeinu Tam's town. And who says that? Rabbeinu Yonah. The difficulty is that the Beis Yosef doesn't bring down Rabbeinu Yonah. And he's so same in the Shulchan Aruch over here without mentioning when he says that when he says that it starts Dimas Agolo, he doesn't say anything about, and if you're in a different city, he clearly refers to the reason rejection of Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't say anything about that's when the burial is going to be by you, right? So it's very, you also have to say in Shinayin Hesif Katan Vav, it's only because of Lonis Yashu, but otherwise it would be different, which is also against maybe the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Simple reading of Shulchan Aruch does work a little better with the Nitziv. But the Svara of Rabbi Fal is, I think, a little easier to hear. So that's the Machlokes. So this is obviously very, very common. Like I said, a lot of times relatives are in a different city and they're not going to participate at all. Do they start Avelos immediately or do they have to wait till Stimas Hagolo? That's the Machlokes. So how do we paskin? How do we paskin? So the poskim in Eretz Yisrael, I think, are more nota towards the Nitziv, but in Chutz La'aretz, they're more nota like Rabbi Fal, who's a big kula. Rav Moshe explicitly, Chelek Aleph, Yerdeus, and Rishon and Gimel says we accept Rabbi Fal's argument. And Lamaisa, if you're in a different city and you're not planning to participate, you start Avelos immediately. The case of Rav Moshe is talking about a case where a person died in Belgium. Rav Moshe ruled that those who are not going to the funeral should not wait until the burial, even though they weren't involved at all. Again, according to the Nitziv, in this case, they would wait till the Kvura. That's the psak of Rav Moshe. As I said, there's a irony here that the Nitzivs died, and the story for Rav Fal's wife came up for him. In other words, if she followed her father, I think they said the Kfura was in Warsaw. I think the Nitziv was in Warsaw for medical treatment. I don't remember. So if she followed her father, she would start a Avelos later. If she followed her husband, she would start a Avelos earlier. So her husband said, follow me, not your father. And she did. The story came up. Again, it comes up all the time, but there's a nice tshuva I saw from Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner, so he was nifter right before Yontif in America. I think actually Yontif had started in Eretz Yisrael. So the Kippur is going to be right in Kol Hamoed. So Rav Vosner has some children in Chutz La'aretz. He has a son in Muncie. So the son in Muncie was not planning to go to the Kippur. He actually couldn't have. But he found out, I guess, a guy called him. He found out before Ziyantif in America. So he followed Rabbi Rafael. So he sat Shiva before Yantif. And all of his relatives in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't start Shiva until after the Kfor. The Kfor was on Chol HaMoed. So in the Mela, they started Shiva after Yantif was over. So they started, you know, Shiva more than a week after their brother had finished his Shiva, based off Rabbi Rafael. There are a lot of other interesting shilas that came up there, but talks about in the Tshuva. He says, was I allowed to believe the guy who told me that my father died? He says, yes, it's Moshe David Elgulye. He talks about some other shilas. He talks about there were some relatives of his that were in Eretz Yisrael. So they had Yantav Sheni, Shalgalios, they had the Seder, the night of the Levi. Anyway, for now, we'll leave that. Okay, so we'll stop here. We're going to talk about next time. Tomorrow, that is. Gadol Bias. Oh, my goodness. Super duper confusing. Probably the most confusing sugya in all Hilchos Avelos. So Hatzlacha. It'll be easier, Kedark, like all sugyos, if you start with the Gemara and Rishonim, and do the Gemara Rishonim well, and then try to do the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and the like. Yes, Menachem.
Is Rabbi going to get into the Torah of Disaster by Halachic Devarim Mikol?
At some point, we will. I don't know when.
Right, because Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I thought you go both ways in this Machlokas.
In which Machlokas?
The Netziv and Rafal, meaning you would both not start, you would start Avelis.
Yeah, I heard that.
The count earlier.
It's very hard to hear. Mm-hmm. Where did you see that?
I think it's in Evzharav.
Yeah.
I also quote in the Rav's Avelis Sefer in the back on, and one of the Simani quotes that then also. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's clear from everybody discussing the sugya, they were assuming one or the other, not both.
Yes.
But
I hear. Yeah. Okay. It's I heard that. It sounded funny to me. But yeah.
Okay. Stay there.
I have rayos that we don't say that in general, and including this whole discussion, like you said.
Right now, yeah. Apparently, Rav Shechter is a piece of, I don't know, but.
Rav Shechter, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, Tzarchian.
Stay there. Okay.
Okay, I'll take.